This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Kopech's ready, as is Torres. The 2-2 pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Edmund spins, fires in time, and that's a win for LA. They hang on to take game 3-4-2. They lead this World Series 3-0.
Dodgers Radio Network, Los Angeles Dodgers, up 3-0. Yankees are giving it away now.
They're giving it away.
Get away now. You guys think they get swept tonight? I don't think so. I think we'll see some baseball on Wednesday.
Sweep.
God, I hope you're right.
Yep.
I really hope you're right. I just don't think you're right.
It'd never be nothing better than watching the Yankees get swept on their home field as an inferior team to what we're seeing on the other side. And it's weird, too, because the Dodgers have had a ton of injuries, which is why this is the scariest team that we're going to have for the next 5 to 10 years. They're going to keep spending. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And I think as fans, everybody's going to start to hate them unless you live in LA. And to Rob's point, they're just going to keep spending money. They're already in the Juan Soto race.
I think they're the new evil empire.
Yeah.
They really are.
But I'm still going to hate New York more.
Baseball desperately needs a floor.
Yes.
Desperately. So that some of these teams could be forced to spin. That's the problem. The problem is not the teams that are spending a ton of money. You're leaving all the players out there available for them. The problem is, you know, in years past, the Orioles, hopefully that's a pass, Tampa, the Guardians, the Twins, those guys don't spend money. But at the same time, you know why there'll be no floor? Because there had to be a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
And there had to be some money shared. And baseball owners don't want to do that. Well, so there'll never be a cap, never be a floor, and we'll continue to complain like this. And every now and then, you'll get a Tampa Bay. Hey. By the way, how many World Series championships do they have? They have no championships.
None. They went to one.
Because they get their two, haven't they?
Did they go to the second one? Who was that against?
Two. They went during the COVID year, and they went the year they beat
the Dodgers. Then right,
they lost to the Dodgers, but they went the year that they beat the
they lost to the Phillies.
Was it Phillies? They beat the Red Sox in the ALCS. Yeah, that's the year they brought David Price up out of the bullpen.
Yeah, okay.
But they didn't want anything because they get their pants pulled down in the World Series. The team that's spending money.
By the way, David Price, who ended up on the Dodgers, so. Just think about it, man. They can get whatever they want. And again, I know like it's sour grapes for everyone. That's fine. The five teams out there that are going out there spending most of the money in Major League Baseball, we'll let the other 25 bitch about it.
See, here's the thing.
That's what's happening.
It's not sour grapes. Why is it sour grapes when we bring up reality? It's not sour grapes. I'm not pulling against the Dodgers because they spent money. I'm not rooting against the Yankees because they spend money. I mean, you're rooting against the Yankees because they're in my division and I hate them. I was raised to hate them. It has nothing to do with the money. I'm pulling for the Dodgers, for goodness sake. That's just, baseball is just eating itself alive with all the superstars ending up in the same market. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All these young superstars right here, we're all sitting around thinking, okay, where will they end up? Where will Ellie De La Cruz end up? You know what I mean, that's what we all think.
Well, I mean, they've turned out to be a farm system for other teams. Like, There are already people talking about Baltimore not being able to. Remember, this was going on before ownership changed.
I didn't bring that up on purpose.
Well, where's Gunnar Henderson going to go when he's done here in Baltimore? Well, we should be able to keep some of these guys now.
Think about this. Ray Lewis in baseball would have never been able to spend his entire career in Baltimore. Maybe. Troy Polamalu, his entire career, maybe doesn't spend it in Pittsburgh.
Well, how many stars do we see spend? Like, if we brought up the top 20 players, how many of them are on a new team right now and not on, you know, the team they were drafted by? I think this happens more times now in sports than it ever has.
And we beat up on Mike Trout because he wants to stay. Why does he want to stay? Doesn't he want to win? Yeah, he wants to stay there and win. Yeah.
I was just laughing because at some point in the next 10 years, we're going to have two guys in a locker room or a clubhouse going, hey, my two alma maters play your three alma maters this, or two of your three alma maters this weekend. Do you want to do a contest where I have to wear a jersey if they... Like, we've got so many kids switching colleges now, let alone the free agency in sports, so... We got free agency in college.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be exactly what you have.
It's even worse.
Yeah, in some ways it is.
Everybody, I mean, just got so many guys switching teams that it makes it difficult.
And no, it's far worse. You can go to college and stay there till the season's over with and leave.
Yeah.
The pros, you at least got a contract.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same extent, too, like once things end and we see this, the other problem that we have is that the big market teams are the ones setting the market on big-time free agents. And once they offer that first contract, there's only a handful of teams that are going to be in the mix on that. There's nothing you can do about that. If you're the Orioles, you're going to pay somebody $400 million right now?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, how many guys, now you mentioned the Dodgers are in on Juan Soto. How many teams can be in on Juan Soto?
The Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees back on them.
The Cubs could if they wanted
to. The Cubs could probably. Maybe the Red Sox.
You know the other team I heard?
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies.
The Phillies.
Yeah,
right.
They want somebody to pair with Bryce
Astros.
Harper. Astros
were.
Yeah, but I know the Phillies were. They were saying they want to pair him with Bryce Harper. And I'm going, how much money do they have? Jesus.
A lot. How much money do you have? A lot.
Yeah. Is that 21 Savage? A lot.
A lot.
But you're right. The floor is a necessity, but the cap is a necessity too. And they should get this worked out, but Major League Baseball players don't want it to happen because it limits what you can make.
Here's my thing though, Jeremy. And you're right. You can't have a floor without a cap. But you know what the cap does? I mean, the floor does? The floor takes away some of these available free agents because you got to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend. You know what I mean? You can't be down here and money spent and have all these floating free agents. No, you either have to keep your players or get some of these free agents. And if you're keeping your players, there are fewer free agents involved. Baseball has probably more free agents available every year than any other sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, another.
And football has more on the roster.
Yeah.
Another oddball team and I don't know if they would do it, for Soto could be Toronto. Don't forget, they were in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes.
I don't want them in this division.
I don't care. I mean, what, you afraid of a gold glove outfielder? Stupidest thing I've ever read.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.